right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It was the big news yesterday. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they named their little boy Archie. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Archie, short for Archibald, but it means courageous, brave.
Uh-huh.
Harrison, of course, son of Harry.
Yeah.
Mountbatten, Windsor, those are the areas that they're from. They
uh-huh.
don't have, like, last names.
Regular last names.
Yeah, it would be, you know, Mike O'Brien... Clark, something like that. Highland,
okay.
You know, of yes. Highland, which would sound good, actually.
That wouldn't sound bad.
Now, Archibald, he was a Scottish nobleman and politician, and he was related to Princess Diana.
So there's, I suppose,
your little tie.
Reason
there.
For the name,
yeah,
Archie.
Exactly. He's not going to be picked. Hey, throw Archie the ball. See if he can catch. See if he can kick the ball. Arch. That's what he's Arch. I'm sure. Dr. Ruth, 90 years old. We talked to her not too long ago. By the way, I have a friend who is a psychologist
uh-huh.
who listened to that interview with her and said, man, she's still awesome.
Yeah.
And she's offering up some good sex advice. She has a new documentary coming out, and I believe we talked to her about that. It's called Ask Dr. Ruth. And it's actually in theaters nationwide and streaming on Hulu beginning June 1st. She says millennials say they're way too busy, stressed, cash-strapped to go on dates.
Mm-hmm.
She said, don't be stupid. Make sure that you have time to go on dates. Make sure that you're having sex.
Yeah.
It's the most enjoyable free thing there is. It is. It really is.
When you think about it,
yeah.
It doesn't cost any money.
No, it does not.
Well for some people.
It shouldn't cost money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
She said, but don't always just have sex with anyone.
Right.
Be in a relationship because you can also communicate. We've lost the art of conversation.
Oh.
So sex and conversation, you know, two things that you really can't beat. Now, some say the latter, you know, maybe not so important, but it is. It is, you know. And a survey asked people, which actress should play your mother in a movie?
Oh.
Number one was Meryl Streep. Sally Field came in second, followed by Julia Roberts, Jennifer Lopez, Angelina Jolie. And
what?
I started thinking about this. To play your mother.
I get it.
To play your mother. Yeah. Those are great.
Jennifer Lopez, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Yeah. To play. Well, you don't. For you, maybe not. Maybe Morty, though. Maybe.
You know, love
for
Jennifer
me,
Aniston to be my mom.
Yeah, I would like.
Well, she's not your mom. She's playing
your
mom.
But that's just it. Don't be creepy with it. I would have Annette Bening, I think, play my mom. Annette Bening or. Probably Annette Bening.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, or I hate to say it, maybe a younger Sally Field. Somebody that, you want someone who kind of looks like,
right.
or, you know, or
in some way, shape, or form,
traits.
Reminds
right.
you
exactly.
of your mom.
Think about that
I
one,
am.
Why don't you? That
I
is
am.
My painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.